Steve. You were quoted in the Los Angeles Weekly as digging the shit out of the DeFranco family. Is this because of the Italo-American heritage?
No, they did this song called Abracadabra that I thought was really just one of the prime pop masterpieces of the 70s. That's, I mean, I just, it's a sincere respect I have.
I dug the shit out of ABBA once.
If you had guns, how would you use them?
If we had guns, we wouldn't be here.
Yeah, we wouldn't need to.
Why?
Just stick to the script.
I want to know that.
No,
are you still pissed about the war?
About which war?
The Alamo. So you remember the Alamo?
The Alamo?
The Alamo. Remember the Alamo?
No.
That's when those Mexicans kick your asses down there in Texas? No.
Oh, yeah, sure.
No, I actually own some guns, but they're not here. They're in my parents' house. And, I used to shoot small inanimate objects. Anything smaller and weaker than me, I would shoot, because you don't want to shoot anything bigger, because if you miss, it'll come and kill you.
Sure. Yes. Is everyone in the band fascinated with explosives, or is it just one of Albini's obsessions that guests farthest of anyone?
Oh, both.
Well, Sant always gets pissed at me whenever I set firecrackers off on his side of the stage. It does stink pretty bad and makes it hard to breathe, and you spit black phlegm for a couple of days afterwards. And
it's kind of like eating corn or peanuts. I mean, you have something to look forward to.
Every now and again, when the fireworks go off, some of them will jump up by your head and before they blow up, and then, you know, you lose one side of your hearing for the night. You know?
So what's the connection between barbecues and fireworks?
They're both sort of a group sport.
That's all.
And well, actually, in China, the company that from in mainland China that exports all the fireworks from mainland China is called the People's Animal Byproduct Collective or something like that. So in that sense, maybe ribs and fireworks come from the same place in China.
That's possible. So does the band have anything like a central obsession?
I try not to zip my dick into my pants because it really hurts. So I'm kind of concerned about that whenever I zip up my pants.
I suppose we're all just sort of basic, pathetic, middle-class American males. And that's all there is to it, I think, really.
Big Black's records have sometimes been packaged in unusual limited editions. Sleeves such as the metal version of Bulldozer and the disgusting version of Headache. Are you yourselves collector scum? Why the attention to such scum-pleasing details?
I've never really thought of them as scum-pleasing, but that's a really good phrase.
47.
Most of the stupid packages were my ideas, and I think it just, because I figured if nobody liked the music, at least they'd have something to play with after they'd spent the money on the record.
And anybody who's bought Headache is well aware of that.
What happened to the guy on the cover of the limited edition Headache? He looks like you, I think.
I don't really know. It looks like a purposeful violent act, but I don't really know what kind. I mean, I don't know if it was an accident or, I mean, that's not too likely.
He tripped and hit his head.
Yeah, it looks like somebody did that to him, but I don't know exactly how, and I don't really care. It's just a repulsive picture, and that's the whole point.
What the fuck happened to Dave's nose? Looks like he got tossed from a Bahama 6 seconds into a ring.
That's exactly it, cowpoke. He got tossed from a Brahma 6 seconds into the ring.
And I stuck my head in a food processor to punish my parents.
What band do you all feel you've ripped off more than any other?
Bananarama.
Bananarama.
He's ripped off Bananarama. He's ripped off Sly Stone. Actually, what's that guy's name? Graham.
Who?
The bass player.
Graham Central Station.
I guess. Larry Graham.
Larry Graham, the bass player.
You've ripped off Larry Graham.
I've ripped off Larry
You've
Graham.
Ripped off Bananarama. I've ripped off Gang of Four. And Suicide.
You followed Sonic Youth's lead in leaving Homestead, signing with Blast First and doing a forced exposure single. Do you consider yourself copycats?
Yes.
Yeah.
Whose idea was it to start covering Ode to Billy Joe?
Mine.
Why?
Why? Because I think we're an American band and we have a responsibility to other patriotic Americans throughout the United States to use the influence we have to perpetuate patriotism.
Who chooses the cover songs you do? Albini gives lip service to the idea of democratic operation, but his Mussolini thing doesn't seem purely ironic.
Oh, well, it isn't ironic. I mean, I expect these people to do what I tell them to, or they'll be out on the street lickety-goddamn-split.
Jazz.
And every now and again I'll have them polish my shoes as well, because I can.
Which of you received the most pleasure on Paul Smith's love couch?
Me?
You.
Yes. Fine. And it was by myself.
That's Dave, by the
way. And it was by myself, and it's probably more pleasure than he's ever received out of it.
Yeah, Lord knows Paul Smith receives no pleasure on that love couch.
Is Big Black a product of Chicago's culture?
I think a little bit, at least as much as it's a product of American culture in general. Chicago specifically has its own perverse version of American culture, but yeah.
I've heard that after Jeff Pizzetti left Big Black, Steve began attacking his sister in print. Is this an accurate summing up of the situation?
See, it wasn't so much of an attack as a love poem.
That was Steve pitching woo at her in his own demented way.
Pitching wild woo and failing, falling flat on my face. I was spurned.
Is it true that Steve's attack of Miss Pizzetti caused Big Black to be banned from all of Chicago's heterosexual galleries?
Yes, we wouldn't know because we never went to those anyway. If you know what I mean.
We don't go to places that would ban us, so it doesn't matter.
If your mom had cancer and fellating Joe Strummer in the back of the Clash tour bus, world cure her forever, would you do it if you had to swallow?
I would tell her that we would give her a nice funeral.
I'd say, Mom, we'll miss you.
Where's Dave going to Barber College?
Oh, down south.
Arizona? It's right next to Texas.
I know that.
I want a real career. Not this Latin off music shit.
Where is collegiate pussy the tightest, the loosest?
Wherever you find it.
Oh, you can work tight ones into loose ones pretty quick if you try.
Steve, what's the story on the Whole Lotta Love session you recently did with Pussy Girl's Panty Girl, Christiana?
That's another pathetic attempt at getting into somebody's pants that I've tried. Again, it failed.
But it's very well documented at any rate.
It's some more pitching of the woo.
Big Black seems to have been constantly asking the question, how hardcore are you, Shorty? Is there anybody you think able to carry on this tradition?
In terms of just nastiness of the sound, yeah, I think, I mean, I really liked things like Head of David, Killdozer. I personally like Pussy Galore a lot. In terms of attitude, there's always going to be people like us that just want to really ram it down people's throats.
Steve, some of your lyrics burn with hatred for rural small town living, do you feel that urban living is somehow better?
I would take issue with saying that it reflects hatred for small town living. I've lived in small towns and it's not so much fun, but I think it's more just a reflection on small town living. Sometimes ugly, sometimes nice. Basically the point of that stuff is that the whole range of human experience happens everywhere. It happens out in the boonies, it happens in the cities. You find urban problems out in the mountains. You find hillbillies in the cities. That distinction doesn't really mean anything anymore.
There's an air of pontification to Big Black's lyrics, packaging, etc. In this sense, Big Black is a message band. Do you feel that you got your message across?
Why don't you shut up?
Suck my dick.
Yeah. You Texans, man, you're so picky. We're going to ignore that question, Tex.
Right, okay.
So saddle up and ride the hell out of here.
Take care, I'll shoot you. Have any of you ever been in jail? Maybe in Texas? Best ones?
No.
Have you been
in jail?
I've been locked up. I've never been convicted of anything and gone to jail.
Well, you were in jail. You were in the pokey. Period.
No, well, just the holding cell.
You were in the pokey.
Yeah, I suppose.
Come on now.
No.
No, we're not hardened criminals.
How can a band with such obviously middle-class aspirations put itself in the position of advocating aggressively anti-conformist activity?
Well,
we're liars.
We're liars.
Basically, we're full of shit. I'm a middle-class homeowner in the second biggest city in the country, and these guys are hired stooges, so we're basically completely full of shit.
How many more Big Black recordings will be released?
After Headache, which is, I believe, what this is coming out around. After Headache will be a single with two cover songs, terribly clever, with an incredibly attractive cover photos, and then an album, called Songs About Fucking, which will be out sometime in the summer of 87. Following that, there will be a live video cassette, and that's it. We've already been bootlegged. What else is there left for us to do?
Now we're heading up into the last roundup. What have you heard about the Paul Smith Gary Hart connection?
They had to pry him apart with a crowbar.
That's it?
That's it.
So thank you a lot. Saddle them up, ride them out, and don't let the sun set on you in this town.